Welcome back to the Power Hour, everybody. It's live radio. We're working on getting Charlotte on. She's going to call in. We're having a little trouble with her connection, so I just talked to her. She's here. We're going to get it. We're going to get it figured out. Of course, she, you know, she doesn't need hardly any introduction. She was senior policy advisor under the Reagan Department of Education. Her history about her father, the connection with the Skull of Bones is fascinating. Her work there. Deliberate dumbing down of America is what she's most known for, certainly throughout the world. I have the book in my hand, and of all the people that I have on the broadcast, you know, a few of them stand out, and I have such respect for what they have done that, and Charlotte is one of them. If you look across America, and I've talked to many people, and if you're going to say, what is the problem with America? The first thing that people say is, well, we need to get back to God. Well, to me, what does that even mean? Get back to God. I get your point, but what does that even mean? Okay, let's get down to specifics then. To law, to all those things. Well, if you start to dig deeper, people like Joel Skousen, I've asked Joel Skousen point blank. I've told this story a lot of times for new listeners. You know, do you have hope for America? And he says, no, not really, because people won't take their children out of school. And understanding public school and what that means. The educational system is twisting the minds of our children. Our most precious asset is the imagination, the hearts, the minds of our youth. And it's turning into something else. And Charlotte Isabry is a hero for chronicling this change. Do we have Charlotte, Todd?
Yes. Good morning, Danielle.
Oh, there we are. Yep. Charlotte, I just went on. I was introducing you. Here she is, the woman herself, author of Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, senior policy advisor for Department of Education under Reagan. It's an absolute honor to have you on the Power Hour this morning.
Well, you know, it's an honor to be talking to all of you, and I always think of, dear Joyce. And I'm very, you know, I'm hardly the person to want to talk to now, because everything I wrote over whatever, how many years, has been boycotted, not by the left. That's the tragedy, huh? By the right, with the exception of people like you, Joyce, you know, Rent, a few others, Bob. It's horrible. I've known it all along that the neoconservatives are Tuskheads. The membership doesn't know. The membership of the Council for National Policy and all. The membership, you know, the plain people, the good Americans, they don't know.
Well, let's break
this
down.
They don't know that Ronald Reagan. Yeah, Ronald Reagan did it. It was his election. I have to make this very clear to people. And prior to 1980, we had the Democrats. Leftists, as they are, but they're pretty open. You know what they're doing. And they managed to get in the what I call pure communism, which is regional government. I have all the documents there. It's all on my website. My website's so easy for people, just deliberatedumbingdown.com. They'll see every article I've sort of ever written, every video I've ever done. That's the Democrats had the agenda pretty much in place with regionalism and the destruction of values and they did it with the original Elementary Secondary Education Act 1965. And that's all in my book, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Then came Reagan. I was obviously a great supporter of his. Or else I wouldn't have gotten myself into the position that I got in the Department of Education. It was the White House personnel that put me in there, bought me in, and I saw everything. And there's no excuse for anyone out there. I'm not pushing myself. My great, great work, I never thought of it as great work. I thought of it as simply the truth, because I had the documents. But I am pushing it now. I am pushing that button because I'm mad. Quigley, Carol Quigley, the author of Tragedy and Hope, great big book, wonderful book. I have an original copy of it. He told us, he was one of them, he was a historian for the Council for National Policy. And he said right in there, in the late 1800s. And if people don't listen to anything else I have to say, please listen to this. He said in the late 1800s, the industrialists, that's the corporations, folks, that are now merged, right, with the government, the Soviet system. He said that in the late 1800s, those geezers, those older men who were gentlemen back there, at least they had manners, got together and they said, in order to get the New World Order system in, we have to control both parties at the top, which they have done. We haven't had a single president, perhaps since Calvin Coolidge, who has not been part of this deadly agenda. If somebody can show me one, I'm willing, please just tell me which president we've had. And the problem here, basically, is that most of the ones who did the most damage were Republicans. Republican conservatives.
Charlotte, allow me to back up and let me just ask you a few quick questions.
Okay,
just give short answers and then we'll go off them.
Yep. Okay.
Your work, please do not feel like you're a lone wolf in the wilderness. Your voice has been heard by literally millions of people. Obviously, it hasn't stopped what's going on, but millions of people have heard and embraced what you have taught. Now, at this late stage, all the plans made in the late 1800s, all the things that went on in the progressive era of the 30s, it's starting to become clear to people. We are on the edge. I think America is on the edge, a certain percentage. They're on the edge of seeing your vision, what you pointed out in your book. Now, let me start with Skinnerism in the 1930s, this idea of Skinnerism.
Yeah.
What is Skinnerism, and why is this important?
Well, it's very simple. For people who have a dog, and if they don't have a dog, you must have friends who have dogs. It's dog training. It bypasses the brain. There's no transfer going on. Skinner said, I could make a pigeon a high achiever by reinforcing it on a proper schedule. He also said, the computer is my box. I have all the old research on the. I didn't. I myself was as ignorant as the average American until 1981, when I ran into Ann Herzer in Arizona, a public school teacher, and she sent through the file from Arizona where they were training the teachers to be people pleasers. They even used that word in the training. For first grade reading teachers, I believe. And how the stimulus, okay, look, all right, you got a dog. You want him to sit down. You go jog, but it's very simple. The biscuits, you give him one. He likes it. And you pat him. And the next time, he's going to do what he did. Over and over. There's no brain work going on there, but that method is essential for the Soviet polytechnical, and people don't know what that is. That's workforce training going right in right now under Donald Trump, who actually, in his book, Crippled America, years ago, wrote about his support for school choice and charters with unelected boards, which is the end of representative government. I haven't spoken much about Donald Trump. Because there are people out there that just idolize him, and I know it's not worth it. I'll just get arrows at me. I keep my mouth shut. You know, if I don't know what to say, I just keep shut. But
right,
here we have the situation right now. That Skinner, operant conditioning, I hope they understand it. It's neurological. It was invented by Wilhelm Wundt in Leipzig in the late 1800s, right? Pavlov went and studied under him. And Wundt understood that using the regular type of education, regular academic, brain-oriented education, as a philosopher, trying to help people or it's work. So he cleverly, you have to give him credit, said, I'm going to use the neurology, the nervous system, which is Skinner. That's the nervous system. Stimulus response. No transfer of education, what you're taught. Nothing. Zero. Nothing to be stored in your brain where your conscience might be activated. Okay, so this was put in originally in 1965 and experimented always with the inner city children. And I have an article on the website called Experimentation with Minorities, which gives all the documentation for this. They continued to experiment on the minorities from 1965 on. They said, you know, that they gave us the integration decision. Oh, which we were all meant to think that's just great. And I was a strong supporter of it. It wasn't to help the minorities. It was to put in regional government. Well, people are going to say, what are you talking about? I'll say, well, what about cross-border busing? Isn't that regionalism? And regionalism is communism. So they got the regionalism in under the guise of integration. And then they used the Skinner method on the inner city kids for a period of at least 30 or 40 years. It's all in my article, Experimentation. And until they had perfected the new system, which is school to work, the Soviet system, public-private partnerships. That's what the Soviet Union has always used. You can say, okay, public-private. Well, no, they don't have a private, right? But they have industry. Industry in bed with government. No elected officials. That's school choice charters, okay? So if people don't understand, all they have to do, you know, really, my PDF, it's a PDF, just type in Back to Basics Reform or Skinnerian International Curriculum by Charlotte. And it has a little asterisk on it. It was written in 1985 after I got myself fired at the Department of Ed. It says, necessary for United States participation in a one-world socialist government scheduled for the early years of the 21st century. The minute it came out, it was boycotted by, sorry, I have to say this, Eagle Forum. Every conservative group, Heritage, all of them, Council for National Policy, boycott. You tell me why. That little 39-page book, you don't have to pay for it. Just type it into Google it. Read it. Read it. It's all about Skinner. It's all about T.H. Bell, who was appointed by Reagan. Ed Meese was the one who suggested him. Ed Meese, Heritage, he suggested Terrell Bell being Secretary of Education. Well, Terrell Bell is a communist. I'm willing to say that. That was our Secretary of Education that I had to deal with. And he hated Ann Herzer from Arizona, who educated Charlotte. The teachers hate the system. They fought it. People hate the teachers. They hate, oh, I don't mind any agenda. It's absolutely satanic. Okay, I know that. But that doesn't mean the teachers in America's public schools wouldn't like to go back to the original system of academics and teaching sound morals and values and the Constitution. It's late now because we've got so many young ones in there that just have never, never been exposed to any of this.
Let me interject here, and I hope people can follow. If they're familiar with their work, or at least somewhat familiar, they can kind of follow. You're chronicling the, what would you say, the downgrade, the breaking of the wall of education, the transition from real education in America, reading, writing, arithmetic, awakening something in your consciousness, the ability to put things together and to build and to have your mind expanded, to turning you literally into dog training. So it went from that type of, it went from Thomas Jefferson, who, you know, basically self-taught, to basically a dog. You're being taught like a dog to respond to stimulus. So school now is you go to school, everybody knows. They say, well, I just learned what I had to do for the test. I just learned, now it's out of my mind. I don't even remember. Everybody says that. Everybody understands that. But that's not how education was always in this country. And so these children are being taught to respond to stimuluses, working on the nervous system. So at that point, now they interject different ideas. What if they interject different ideas about climate change, about socialism? They don't teach the Constitution. I mean, I guess it was one thing if they were going to teach you to have stimulus to the Constitution or to who you are or to the Bill of Rights, but they don't.
That would never. That would never be correct either. I'm not trying to be difficult on this.
I agree with you.
It's never correct because it's evil, the system.
Yes.
It bypasses the brain and the conscience and free will, regardless of whether it's something good. Even if it's something good, it doesn't transfer. Whatever is going in there just doesn't transfer. So the use of the Skinner method is utterly evil.
Let me make a couple statements.
Let me say this. We have the original Soviet education plan. We managed to get that. A farmer picked it up by mistake in Ohio. He's looking for something on seeds. We got the original paper. When they went over under Eisenhower in 1959 to study the Soviet system, and they came back, it's in my son's website, AmericanDeception.com. That whole report is there. And the American educators were rather shocked at that time, right? They didn't like it. They said, this isn't the American way. This isn't what we've been doing for years. They didn't like it. Okay, so, yeah. It took the 1965, really, Elementary and Secondary Education Act, when education was changed from what you know in your head to what you can do, how you can perform, outcomes, results. They always kept changing the names, right? Performance-based, competency-based. You see that? You know that's the Soviet polytechnical system where there is a quota system. The quota system is very dangerous. Just think in terms of Cuba if you can't think in terms of the Soviet Union and China. That is where the businesses, the corporations, industry, decide how many welders they want or ballet dancers, that's Russia, huh? How many they want. Now, your child may want to be one. Maybe a child wants to be a welder. Welders sometimes become great sculptors. Always wanted to be a welder. Well, here in Bath, Maine, where we build big ships, wonderful ships, huh? Too bad we do, but anyway, that's war. Anyway, okay, so they tell the private school, the public school system, which is now charter schools, thank you so much, Betsy DeVos and President Trump and neoconservatives, and that they're allowing the passage of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, which made all of this possible. That student who wants to be a welder can't be one if he happens to be number 11 and they only have 10 openings for training. He's cut off for life from what he wanted to do. He can go to another state, maybe. Go leave Bath, Maine, or go over to New Hampshire. Maybe he can get in on the quota system there. But this is a quota system. And Eugene Boyce, a professor at University of Georgia, he says, he's a professor, he's no conservative, so-called phony. No, I mean, you wouldn't even want to call him what I call the conservatives now. Look, he said, in communist countries, they do not educate for children for jobs that don't exist. Get it? You know, and now what's happened is you use the dialectic. You create the problem. No jobs and all this all over the country and the minorities. And you got chaos in the streets, all that plan too. Yeah, but no jobs, and parents are upset. My kid can't get a job when he gets this is wonderful. Charter schools, school choice, school to work. Oh, it's wonderful. Thank you, Donald Trump.
So what you're talking about is basically going back to the Garden of Eden, the two plans. I know that you're a woman of faith. I know that you're a woman of conviction, certainly, without question. And you mentioned the word Satanism. It's satanic. Satan wants to control you.
I certainly do, because it is.
Okay, Satan wants to control you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to look at this a basic way, Satan wants to control you and wants to take the gift that God gave you, the divinity that's within you. God wants your divinity to have dominion, to have power in this world.
Right.
That's what the Bible says. And wants you to go forth and basically live your life and flourish.
Yep. With free will.
With free will. Lucifer wants to control that for the quote-unquote greater good. What you're saying is that the educational system, at the very heart, has turned from a free will Thomas Jefferson type education to now a satanic education where you are becoming a cog in a wheel. And if people don't believe you, what you're saying, you are the number one prophet on the educational system that I've seen. Number one in the American.
I wish I were wrong. I would give anything. I'd give my life to be wrong.
Okay. So now, this cog in the wheel. And if you don't believe her, if you don't take this seriously, look at the children that are coming out. Doesn't everybody, older generation, don't they say, wow, why are these children so liberal? Wow, why are they so socialist? Wow, why are they so, they don't believe in the Bill of Rights. They don't know anything about Thomas Jefferson. They want to go to a communist. They like China. They like, why are they thinking this way? Why does the greatest country in the world?
Exactly.
Why does the greatest inheritance of any country in the world is this country? And why do our children not understand this and comprehend this? And you are taking everything from them by doing this and turning them into an automaton, to a robot, to a cog in the wheel.
For
what purpose?
Exactly. Exactly. Beautifully said. I mean, you don't need me on the radio. You got it.
We do need
you got it. It's just, it's a total tragedy, and I usually can have a sense of humor about things, but it's gotten the point now where, it's just ridiculous.
Hold
That's
the thought, Charlotte. There's
attack.
The music. There's the music. Hold the thought. We'll be right back with the Charlotte Isbury, deliberatedumbingdown.com. Be right back to powerhour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyro Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 311, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour. We're so glad to have Charlotte with us. She's on hold. A lot to, like to make you aware of the specials over at the Power Mall. We had Sherry Rogers, Dr. Sherry Rogers, two unbelievably powerful women. And they both love tennis, which is kind of ironic. And I love tennis, at least when I grew up. I wanted to be a tennis player at one point, but my health just wouldn't allow it. So, we just all relate here on the tennis court. Interesting dynamic talking to her during a break. Anyway, I digress. ThePowerMall.com. We got the great specials Dr. Rogers talked about. These products, alpha lipoic acid, the R version, not the complete alpha, but the R lipoic acid. And the vitamin E, the full spectrum vitamin E is available. Very important. The phosphatidylcholine, the non-GMO, the powder form that Dr. Rogers recommends. Cod liver oil that you can get. You can get that. We don't sell the cod liver oil, but please get the kind in glass, the Carlson's version. The krill miracle is also available. We have specials on the man of food. We have specials on, I don't even have my list here. Charlotte's got me so fired up. I can't even remember what I was going to, my things on my list, but all these things are on sale over at the Power Mall. This is how we're funded. We don't get a check from the Carnegie Foundation. We don't get a check from George Soros. We get checks from you. This is your show. And then we're on a new network. And ladies and gentlemen, as you, get to know us and learn more about us, you'll see. This is really your broadcast, and we work very hard, Catherine, Jay, everybody over at the Power Mall, other people, to bring you the best and the brightest guests possible. And so please support us. If you're not in the market for some of these products, maybe consider a donation. We'll certainly take them, and we'll put them to good use, and we'll do it. So thank you so much. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerHour.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Charlotte, Charlotte came on, she's frustrated. I don't want to put words in her mouth, but you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, just like she says at the beginning of her book, the basic, back to basic reform or Skinnerian international curriculum, and it's got an asterisk. This is what she alluded to earlier. Quote, necessary for United States participation in a socialist one world government scheduled for the early years of the 21st century. That's what her book, and that's what got her banned, and the neoconservative and the quote-unquote conservative party and the Republican party. This isn't a Democrat-Republican issue. Mm-mm. Necessary for the participation in this socialist one-world government. What did they have to do? They had to take over the educational system and turn your children into a cog in a wheel. And what I want to talk to Charlotte about now is to discuss, you know, maybe parents are sitting at home. I have got on my soapbox, Charlotte. I have really almost embarrassed myself to the point. Please, for the love of God, for the love of God Almighty, please consider pulling your children out of government school. I don't even call it public school. Pulling them out of government school and doing something different. Please. And that's that frustration that you have certainly came through at the beginning of the interview. But I want to, let's break this down, try to put the emotion aside for a second. So I'm a parent. I'm sitting at home. And I'm, several questions are running through my mind. One, well, you know, I'm a teacher, or my mother's a teacher in school, and she likes the children, and she's not talking about a one world government takeover. She loves the children. She works very hard at this. Why should I take my children out of school where my grand, or my mother teaches, or my neighbor, or whatever? Why should I do that?
Well, because, their mother, it's very unlikely that their mother, is, involved at this point. And I thought, you know, up until now, I would have said the same thing. Up until the turn of the century, you could still find good public schools. And there were times when I would recommend to people not to take their children out. I mean, I made the mistake. I took mine out, put them in a Christian school for a very short period of time. I was on the school board then. and then I found out that they were using Skinner. This is Christian school, so there's nothing wrong with that. So, boy, I moved them back to the public school, and then this good, great principal, the middle school, said to me, I warned you. I knew you'd be back. Well, that was a while back. That was in the 70s, okay? So what it is now, it's hopeless. Because I've got all these Teach for America kids who've been brainwashed in communism. And they don't know anything about academics. They've been brought in. It's very hard to find a public school teacher that would be acceptable to me at this point. Now, yeah, there's still a few hanging in there. And I pray to God every day that he will give them the strength to stay there. But I'll tell you, it's one out of, how do I know? I'd say one, well, we used to have 18,000 school districts in this country. Okay, let's take it on that. 18,000 school districts. I would say out of each school district, you might have three or four, depends on the size of the school too, but who know? They know darn well that what they're up against. I mean, they are really, they can't get fired because they've got tenure. Thank heavens for tenure. It did help us in some ways, huh? But no, right now, there's no option. And this is a coming down the pike, you know, it's not going to be easy to do this. But homeschooling. None. No option. Now, the charter schools, as you certainly know, and I guess maybe your listeners know this, the school choice charters that the neoconservatives have been pushing forever because they want to implement what Carnegie said in 1934 to change America's capitalist economic system to a planned economy. They want that. That's Carnegie said it.
And Carnegie said it. Let me stop, pause there. Pause there, Charlotte, please. What you just said, I mean, the magnitude of the quote that you just said, please repeat that. This is the purposes of school, the plan for schools in the 30s by these big foundations. You ever wonder why Bill Gates foundations is so pushing charter schools and all these foundations, Ford foundations, all? You ever wonder why? Yeah. Please say that quote from the 30s from the Carnegie Foundation.
Well, people can just type in it's on my son's website. It comes from a book called Conclusions and Recommendations for Social Studies. It covers everything though, right? But that was one little volume, was part of a huge set of books that Carnegie published in 1934. But this one particular one is terribly important because it states right in there, all these American educators have been going back and forth to Soviet Union then. You know, John Dewey, the whole crowd, a lot of them. And they were all involved in this agenda. And it says right in there, we will use the schools to change America from a capitalist economic system to a planned economy. And I think you are on Agenda 2030, Sustainable Development. and in some cases, to take our land. That book, people will not have a hard time finding that because I've made so much noise about it, you know, since I got a hold of it, that all they have to do is type in conclusions and recommendations for the social studies. Carnegie.
Let me ask you another question. Let me ask you another question, people sitting at home. Well, my school district is not like other school districts. It's much better, and my children have a much better education at the public school that they go to.
Well, look, you know, that might have been true a while back. They say that they don't know. Well, the point here is that any parent right now, probably, unless they wait and wait and wait until they get married and when they're older, they've been through, and their parents probably, through the system as it has evolved gradually. It's a gradualism, right? There is a document at AmericanDeception.com. AmericanDeception.com. And part of it is blank. You'll see blank pages because my son, you know, had the two murder attempts, which have affected him. And he has not been able to, those two blank pages, just forget them. But the left-hand column has all of the very important categories, you know, dealing with Lenin, original documents, Lenin, Stalin, New Age, education, everything. That website has one, there's one, oh, so many important documents there about history for people. That AmericanDeception.com. Up in the right hand, you'll see a search button. That's there, and the whole page is sort of blank, probably. You type in the word, the name, Hignite, H-I-G-N-I-T-E. And up will pop a history task. Was given in the mid-1950s to a young student in Central California by the name of Kenny Hignite. And his handwriting is rather atrocious, but he got 99 on this, the Constitution, the different branches of government, everything, unbelievable, you name it. Kenny Hignite got 99 A+. The teacher, I mean, I think he missed one. All right, now, when I was given that by someone when I was giving a talk out in California about 25 years ago, you know, people always give you books and this and that. I thought, oh, dear, I'm going to carry all these things back on the plane with me. But, and I got home, I looked at it, and I thought, oh, what? In 1956, in a public school, in Central California, Kenny Hignite. Well, they all got the same test because I've had people who want to poo-poo me, right? They say, oh, wow, he's brilliant. Oh, no. All the students had the same test. So that was actually what was expected. That the students at that time, before, this is before the Elementary and Secondary Education Act was passed in 1965 under Lyndon Johnson. At that time, this is what was expected in, I don't know, maybe not the rest of the country, but in Central California, in a public school. Go there. Look at that test. I tell you, I could not pass it. I'm not kidding. I couldn't pass it myself.
Let me go back a little further. Let me tell you a story.
So now these, what's happened is that through the generations, I did get to know, I finally found Kenny. He died a couple of years ago, but I did find him because I was on Alex Jones doing the show, and this was years ago. And someone heard it and was a friend of Kenny Hignite. I've been looking for Kenny for ages. And someone called me and said, oh, gee, I was really interested. You mentioned Kenny Hignite. And I said, yeah, and I took the same story I just told you. Listen. And he said, he's my best friend. And I said, really? I said, I want to talk to him. Well, I did. And I got to know him fairly well. You know who he is? He's probably, which I think is probably more brilliant than anyone in the U.S. Well, probably, of course he is, than anyone in the U.S. Congress. And he was the first-class plumber. Well, give me the first-class plumbers, please, and put them in our elected officials' jobs, state and federal and local.
Let me go back a little bit, Charlotte. You're talking about the 50s, the mid-50s. Let me go back to the, probably late 20s, early 30s. My grandfather, he used to always ask me, I've told the story several times, I want to get your reaction. He'd ask me when I was a little boy, Danny, do you know what's different about America than any other country? I said, no, not really.
Yeah.
Well, in America, your rights come from God, not man, and man can't take them. And then he said something to me immediately after, always, that shocked me now. I mean, not at the time, but now. He says, and they taught me that in school.
Oh, yeah.
He grew up in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I mean, this wasn't the Bible Belt or anything.
Late 20s.
Late 20s, during the late 20s, early 30s.
You know what? When you say this, I'm going to tell you something. I'm sorry to go off track here because I couldn't agree more with exactly what you said. But there's a document in my book. And people, it's a free download, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America Now, the PDF. People can read it on the Internet. It's out of print. But the updated version is not out of print. You can buy that at Amazon. But if you look in the index and you go and you look under T, Augustus Thomas, you will see, this is why I say Maine has always been the pilot state. Little tiny Maine, right? The place, a wonderful place, you see the sign that says, the way life should be, huh? Ooh. Well, what's been going on here, it was a pilot state. I think you'll agree with me when you hear what I'm going to say. Augustus Thomas was the Commissioner of Education for the state of Maine in the mid-20s. He gave a speech in Montreal to an international education group. Because they had them back then, too, even before Alger Hiss and the UN. But in that speech, he says that the schools have got to foster a world government. You made me think of that. That was our commissioner of education, 100 years ago? You were short too, huh? What? Well, from that time on, Maine was up. Maine was into it all along. Talk about Common Core, the biggest diversion that ever happened in this country to divert people. We'd had Common Core 3 years under the national assessment, right? But now it's technology. But bad enough. But that was a diversion. So that the American people wouldn't notice school choice and charters with unelected boards. I'm going to give you the budget. Do you want to hear the budget? Defense versus education in this country? I looked that up. That's official. Listen to this. Defense, I wish we didn't even have a defense. I'm so fed up with all the wars that the neocons love as well, right? And we know that. But the defense budget, it's 900, maybe it's changed a little, so don't quote me, but about $980 billion a year. Guess what education is? That's federal, state, and level, and local.
Go ahead.
I think it's $1.5 trillion. If there's anything I've said on this show that's important, you maybe think of this, evidently. That's it. And what do we have for it? How many times do you go back for rotten hamburger? Maybe if you like the butcher, you go twice. Look, it has been nothing but brainwashing using Skinner and Sidney Simon, the values clarification, the whole thing. It's all in my book, all the major change agents. I went through change agent training myself. A teacher paid for me to go, a retired teacher. Because I didn't know what was going on. I was writing good letters. I was on the board. She liked what I was doing, but I didn't have the faintest idea what I was doing. I didn't know what I was looking at when I came back after 20 years abroad. So she calls and says, Charlotte, I was always terrified when people call me because usually they hate my guts. And I was all over the paper. I hated kids and everything because I didn't want the values clarification. I was the big enemy where I lived for 20 years. Anyway, she said, I thought, uh-oh, another call, huh? And she said, I'm a retired master teacher, and I've been reading stuff you're doing on the school board, and you're right on. And I thought, am I? And she said, yes, but you don't understand. I don't think you understand what you're looking at. And I said, I sure don't. And she said, well, I want to pay for you to go for change agent training. And she did. And I went. And there were a lot of nice teachers and all, you know, really, you know, they were there too. And superintendent, you know, principal, that's there, and myself, a little tiny town in Searsport, Maine. And we were trained how to identify the resistors in our community. The smart people. The ones who say, hey, we've never had a pregnancy in town. Our kids aren't drinking that much and all. You know, have a good time and all. But what's this need for sex education and drug education? And you know? So I was being trained to go up against these resistors. Well, I was a resistor, right? So that's pretty shocking to be trained how to identify yourself. The resistors who are listening to this program right now, yours, they're smart. They've been smart. They've known all along, but they were not allowed to have my information. But they knew. These great Americans, they knew all along something was very wrong. Why do we need a sex ed program in town when nobody's had, we haven't got any pregnancies? Yeah, the purpose is to cause the problem or death ed. Or whatever stupid, everything that has education hanging off the end of it. Death ed, bullying ed, sex ed, drug ed. All those programs were designed to create the very problem that they told you, the innocent parents, it was to cure. And that's how they changed the values. Are you there?
I am here. I'm just stunned. What you just said, where you went to that training and they're actually talking about how to deal with resistors. You correct me if I'm wrong, Charlotte, but what you've uncovered, what you've chronicled is a total socialist takeover of the hearts and minds of the American people, systematically put out over basically the last 100 years, really in earnest, 20 years on supercharge.
You know, absolutely. I mean, to me, you know, when I wrote the book, I mean, I've been collecting documents for years, but having lived abroad, and I came back on a freighter from, I worked with during the Korean War, I was on Guam at a Strategic Air Command base and then in northern Japan, and I came back on a freighter, third class, and on the freighter at dinner, French freighter, third class, it took us a month to get from Yokohama to Marseille. Huh? And I speak French. So I could talk, and the Vietnamese, of course, speak French. The Chinese were educated, so they could too. And some spoke English. Okay. So they were telling me these horror stories, why they were getting out. I was sort of dumb at the time, very uneducated, really, about these things. And they said, although, you know, I was supporting the U.S. troops in Korea, that's why I was out there. But they told me the stories about this one woman coming out of China. She was with her daughter, taking her to Paris, to the conservatory there to learn to play piano. And she told me that her grandfather was a pianist during the Cultural Revolution in China. And they cut his hands off. He was a resistor. Then the Vietnamese woman, her grandfather was head of a town, and he was objecting too. He didn't like the communist regime either, so they cut his head off and they marched around town on a pole. Well, I never forgot that. And then when I am sitting in on the change agent training, you know, I'm thinking about this, about identifying resistors. I thought, well, that's, you know, they're identifying the very kind of people that I talked to that were coming out of communist countries, the resistors. I was also trained to go to the very, you know, the people with the Rotary Club, Chamber of Commerce, Garden Club. These are all good people who really think they're helping, huh? Go to them and tell them that we have to have these programs out of the Municipal Department of Education, which subsequently I worked in the office where those wretched programs came from. They were disseminated across the country by the National Diffusion Network. And Maine, that's why I say Maine's number one, Maine got a gold medal. I don't think it's real gold, but we got a gold medal from the U.S. Department of Ed for taking more programs out of the National Diffusion Network, this values-destroying system, than any other state. We got the number one medal.
Charlotte, we have about a minute or so left.
You want to know what to do. Okay. Yeah. Parents look, homeschool, but you don't take a penny of anything, not services, nothing that comes from the public school system or any charter school operation, because charter schools are public schools, and they take tax money. Okay. Taxation without representation. You don't take a penny. You don't participate in any sports or music or anything, or else then you're tagged, you're involved. You do it at home until they come and knock on the door and take your children out, like it's going on in Europe. Got it?
Yeah, I do. And it just kind of makes me pause. It's serious, but I also believe there's hope, and God will not forget the people who want liberty. Ladies and gentlemen, this country...
You have to pray.
That's right.
Pray. Constantly. I don't mean once a day. I don't mean
that's
in the morning and the evening.
That's
right. 24 hours a day.
Ladies and gentlemen, the point that we're at, it's going to take liberty and your belief. You say, well, let's return to American God. You believe in God? I don't know how, knowing this, that you can send your children to the slaughter. You don't think a religion is taught at school? Yeah, it is. Secular humanism. You know what that means? You know what all these things mean? Luciferianism. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.